In this episode, we talk about what to do when life doesn't always give you what you think you deserve, and what to do when you've been grinding way too long and still haven't seen the fruits of your labor. Happy hump day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 11th episode of the Empowerment Season Podcast. Guys, as always, I'm your host. My name is Juan V. Lopez. I'm MBA entrepreneur, speaker, giver, and lover of all you guys, man. We're 11 episodes deep. 11 deep, y'all. So, you know, turn it back now, you feel me? I just want to express my appreciation to all you guys for your support throughout this whole journey, this whole path. Guys, I spoke 5 times, not one, not two, not three, not four, 5 times at the end of last week. It was a rush, man. I did one at Chico State University, and I did 4 more at Western Nevada College that were just off the chain, man. I can't even begin to explain. All of them were just amazing, and I'm just humbled by the openness to everything I'm sharing, right? And the love from like all of you guys, man, the support. I'm just humbled and honored, man. Just humbled and honored. So I have 3 more speaking engagements at the end of this week down in Las Vegas at a couple middle schools and a high school. So as always, man, you know, the mission continues. I'm super excited for that. So please send me your good vibes. I'm very, very, very excited to share with some more youth and open their eyes and hopefully be able to show them a little light in their lives. All right, guys. So today I'm going to share with you guys something about a subject that I think is overlooked a lot in our society, and it's this idea that you won't always get what you deserve, okay? So before I jump in, y'all, I'm going to ask you a huge favor here, okay? I need you to share this with someone in your network, in your circle, in your group chat, okay, who might be experiencing some stuff in their life right now, which they feel like they don't deserve, right? They're heading through a challenge or some kind of an obstacle that they're like, hey, like, I don't deserve this. Like, I'm a good person. I work hard. Okay, share this with them, please. All right, man. So y'all know me, okay? I'm a big believer in that you get exactly what you work for, right? Like, everything you receive is a reciprocation of everything you put in, okay? You and success, in my eyes, have a reciprocal relationship. So anything you sacrifice for it, you receive in return. So I preach grind, I preach sacrifice, I preach the process, because I believe in the process, I believe in the journey, that it will always reward you with fruits of your labor. Okay, that being said, I was hanging out with one of my boys recently who was a high school teacher, and he was telling me about a meeting he had to have like a few weeks back. He had a meeting with a parent of a student in his class because the student, he wasn't performing on his exams in his class, right? So my boy is like, yeah, man. So the parents headed into his class and they asked him, well, how come, you know, my son isn't excelling in your exams, right? He has A's in all the rest of his classes. He works hard. He studies hard for all of his tests, and yet he's not doing well in your class, right? So my boy, who is as straight of a shooter as you can imagine, okay, this guy shoots like straight, guys, he hit me with this like amazing nugget, okay? He said, I told him, you don't always get what you deserve. You don't always get what you deserve. Right? Like, he said that and my eyes got like huge, right? Like, okay, he was saying that simply because his put it in class, simply because he studied hard and he got good grades in the rest of his classes and he was a good kid, blah, blah, blah. It didn't automatically like set him up, you know, to get an A on his exams, right? So he may have deserved it, yes. However, the simple fact of the matter is that he wasn't good enough in a particular subject for him to earn a high grade, right? He didn't get what he thought he deserved, okay? Now, I want to bring this idea outside of high school super quick, and I want to like apply this into your life, right? Here's how this applies. Okay, let me give you guys a few examples. I know I got a lot of people in my circle who hit the gym way hard, right, and eat healthy, and they're just like super health conscious, right? Let me ask y'all a question. How many of y'all got a six pack? How many of y'all have arms like Arnold Schwarzenegger? You feel me? Like I'll tell you how many. A very, very, very small percentage of y'all. Very small percentage. But hold on. I mean, like all y'all are working out, right? Like you're eating right. You know, you're saying like if you're at Applebee's and the server asks you, hey, you know, you still have room for dessert, you're saying no, you know, so how come you don't have abs? Like, I think you deserve it, right? But you haven't gotten it. You feel me? And I'm in the exact same boat. I mean, like, I work out very, very, very routinely. I eat well, and I don't have abs. I'm not, like, super jacked up. So I get it, right? Like, you deserve it, yes. However, you haven't gotten it. You feel me? On the flip side, man, I know we all have those individuals, like, who we know. I know a few of them. Who they hit the gym for, like, half a week, right? And they walk around, you know, looking like an Olympian athlete. Man, like, how do they deserve it, like, over me, right? Who I've been hitting it for years and years and years, and yet they're seeing success way before I do, okay? I'll give you another example, man. Your side hustle, okay? There's a whole bunch of us out there who have a side hustle that's on the side of our job or school or something that's, like, our main thing, right? It's something that, like, inspires us, right? And there's a lot of us out there, guys, who are hoping that our side hustle becomes a profession that is able to supply our lives. You feel what I'm saying? Is able to handle all of our money worries. You know what I'm saying? So we work and work and work to try to inch our way up further and further and further. And a lot of us are in the overtime. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't doubt that there's a whole bunch of us out there who are investing the work, okay? So we deserve success and prosperity and abundance, yes. However, a lot of us will never get there simply because it takes too long, okay? However, on the flip side, okay? I know y'all seen that How About That girl, right? Go stupid viral. Y'all like stupid viral after being on Dr. Phil, bruh, right? The How About That stupid viral, yo. She got like 8 million Instagram followers. She's on music videos, on shows, radio shows. Like, I mean, so does she deserve her success and fame and acclaim? You feel me? Over you? Over you who've been doing it overtime for years and years and years? She deserves success over you? Look, man, I'll let you make your own decisions, okay? I won't go down that whole lane, but I'll make your own decisions, okay? So I'm gonna give you guys a serious example here, all right? So for me, y'all, the beginning of this week was hard, okay? So I got the bad news that, like, a lot of us have a fear from, that two of my closest family members, they were in an accident in their car, okay? Like, it, like, shocked me. I was, like, in shock for the whole day. It was hard. It was hard, you know, because I'm not in the same area as them. So all I could do was, like, hit people up on the phone and, like, you know, send them texts. And so I'm just, like, I'm going crazy. Okay. So long story short, y'all, they were, some of my family members, they were stopped at a light. And apparently there were, like, some other vehicles behind them who were, like, in a race or something ignorant like that. And so my family members were stopped at a red light, and the guys who were behind them, they hit them somehow, right? So somehow, like hit them super, like, super, super hard, okay? Like one of them had to end up in the hospital. The other one was okay, but their car was completely done, okay? So somehow, y'all, only by the love of God, right? Both of them were okay and were able to get help and support pretty swiftly, okay, which I'm super, super grateful for, man. I can't overstate that. I'm just super, like, super, super grateful. I don't know what the heck I would have done, right? But her car was absolutely total. It was done, right? So now they got to hit up their insurance, right? Now they got to have, like, a vehicle rental. Now they have to hire an attorney for all the medical damages. Now they have to, like, add a lot of, like, extra stress on their lives about how they're going to handle all this stuff, right? All this excess stuff that happened simply because they happen to be stopped at a red light. You feel what I'm saying? So did they deserve that? I'm serious, man. Did they deserve that? Look, guys, I can go on and on and on with examples of things that happened to us that we're totally undeserving of, man. We're totally undeserving of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us out there are sacrificing for success, but yet we get failure every time. You know, we stay in our lane, right? We're in our own business. We're a good, solid-hearted individual, and something happens to us and ruins our lives, right? Or hurts us in some ways, okay? Here's a big point that I want you all to understand here, and here's the meat of everything I'm sharing here, all right? Look, life always give you a hand. You feel what I'm saying? Life will always deal you a hand. Sometimes you deserve it, sometimes you don't, okay? Life will always deal you a hand. Either you play it or it plays you, okay? Listen to me closely, y'all. Either you play the hand you're dealt or it will play you. There's a lot of us out there right now who are experiencing some stuff that we're totally undeserving of, yo. Like, we're solid people, we're self-disciplined, we're on a good path, but something just happens in our lives that's totally out of our doing and wrecks us. You feel what I'm saying? Like I get it. Like, it happened to my family earlier this week. Look, guys, I know a lot of the times the things that happen in your life aren't of your doing, but you gotta stay in control, man. You have to stay in control. You feel what I'm saying? Look, I'll bring it back here, man. So you might not have the abs now after hitting the gym and eating healthy for so long. You know, so after that point, man, you got a choice, right? Are you gonna keep going or are you gonna stop? Right? That's the only choice you have. Don't complain about it. I don't wanna hear it. Like either you keep going or you stop, right? Either you keep going because, hey man, like, I know I'm gonna get that six pack one day, or you keep going because, hey man, I just enjoy hitting the gym and I enjoy being healthy, right? Or stop, okay? That's it. Or on the flip side, you know, you might have like a side hustle that isn't a career yet. Are you gonna stop or are you gonna keep going, right? Are you gonna stop and put on House of Cards on the weekend and like say, okay, like I'm done with that, like I'm just gonna like have a job and I'm just gonna chill? Or are you gonna keep going, right? Are you gonna keep going because you know you're on to something? You feel what I'm saying? Or you might have just had an accident simply for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Guys, if you're healthy, I'm so grateful that my family is healthy. Guys, if you're healthy, everything else is able to be managed. Okay? I promise you, man. Like, you can buy a new car. Insurance is helping you for a reason, right? Like everything else is able to be managed. Guys, I need you to stay uplifted. I need you to stay healthy hearted. Okay, look, guys, the hand life will deal you, because it will deal you a hand, bro, like every day. You can play it or it can play you, okay? Guys, it's easy to be in any of these circumstances and think, hey, man, I'm out of control, right? Like, I don't have a say in my life. I'm just unlucky, right? I'm just unlucky. Look, guys, I know that all these things are real. Some of them are serious, yo. I don't want to, I don't want to say that any of these are small. You know, some of you guys out there, you might have a disease or a handicap, something very serious. And that's why I need you to be empowered to know that you're still flying the plane, bruh. You're still at the front, young lady, right? This is your life and you can always, always choose. Know that you won't always get what you deserve, and that's okay. It's okay, guys. You won't always get what you deserve in that moment. However, I promise you, with everything I love, you continue to instill the work and sacrifice and be an individual of good character, you will get there. Okay? You will get there. If you're not good enough now, find out what you need to do to reach the next level and up-level your game a notch. Okay? Some bad has happened to you that you don't deserve. Stay strong. Please stay strong. Stay committed to your values, to who you are. Okay? Your day of grace and redemption is coming. I promise you. Your reward, your fruits are coming. Okay? Your flowers will bloom. I promise. Guys, play the hand life has dealt you, or it will play you and it will keep playing you. Alright? All right, you guys, I'm all done for episode 11, man. I appreciate y'all being here with me and tuning into the podcast, y'all. Again, I'll be on the podcast next Wednesday for episode number 12, so please hop on for that. hand me your ears. And again, I'm so serious, y'all. I get a lot of messages from a whole bunch of people out there saying, hey, this is super helpful, Juan, man. I appreciate you, like how open you are about your struggles and your obstacles. Like, everything you're sharing is gold. Share this with somebody in your network, man. Like, honestly, like share this with someone who is having something happen in their lives as of now that's like, yo, I don't deserve this. Like, I deserve it better, right? I deserve something more. Share this with someone who might be able to improve from it for real. And please, I'm going to ask y'all one more time. I'm going to ask you guys every podcast, leave me a review, yo. Like it helps with the podcast ratings, who's able to see it, and it helps with how many people we're able to impact here with our message. All right, guys, I appreciate y'all so much. I love y'all, like, at my core. And please, man, leave here empowered, okay? Leave here empowered knowing that you won't always get what you deserve in life, right? Life will always heal you a hand. And you can choose to play it, okay? You can choose to play it, or it will play you every single time, all right? All right, man, I'll let you guys next time. Peace. Just by you get by.